This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on December 30th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. 3 hours of Monday night trivia. All you have to do is call. I'll throw out a question. Maybe you'll answer it. We'll have bumper stumpers, 11 of them, actually. They all have a theme. If you get the theme, that's extra credit. If you get the artist, good enough for me. Now, in addition to that, everybody knows something about something. So if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumpers, hell, you haven't even heard one yet, then pick your own category. Sky is the limit. Yeah, we prove that every week, actually. All right, so that's the deal. Now, program notes. This is the last time. This is it. Your guilty pleasures, those songs that you are loath to admit that you really love. Yeah, embarrassed as hell about it. Well, don't tell anybody. Just tell me. I'm nobody. Nobody's listening. Worry not about that. I will say, I believe we have a top 10 based on what it is. It's no longer a 938 place tie. However, your votes could change that tonight. So fess up, whatever it is that you just cringe thinking anybody else would even know you liked, let alone loved it. Well, that's a song I want you to nominate. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. The other thing, tomorrow night we'll ring in New Year's Eve, and we're going to do it with Steve Bryant, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about a wide variety of things, and since he spent so many years as the king of television shopping, you know we'll be talking about Christmas presents. Yeah, what was big and what wasn't this year, and maybe the oddest stuff out there. Of course, Steve was the first person who brought us the diarrhea mousse. It was supposed to be the poopin' mousse, but, well, it went bad. And it sold out. We've talked about that many years. Probably we'll review it again tomorrow night as well. But for now, we're playing trivia. All right, hopefully this afternoon, by the way, 3:27, that was the new moon. So hopefully you wrote your prosperity checks if you are into the law of abundance stuff. And no, they're not real checks. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. So I guess I need to throw out a question. It's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what? Oh, yeah, do it all the time now. But the first time anyone did was 1920. Did what? All right, so we're going to start it out with John. And John is in Chicago, and he has picked charts. That's right. We do the top 10 here, and I bet you John can identify him. John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you, Mom, Raleigh?
How about yourself, John? What's up tonight?
I want to try with 1969. Let's see all we can do.
Okay, and it says on the screen you want July
1969? Yes.
All right.
Be good.
All right. Number one, July 1969, in the year 2525.
Zygmunt Evans.
Number two, spinning wheel.
Spinning wheel.
You must know this record.
That's one here.
Of course it is. Number three, Good Morning Starshine.
I'd like to hear that one.
You would, huh? I think I could arrange that. Yeah, and it's one of those that easily could be on a guilty pleasures list because anybody who admits they like it probably has a screw loose, but let's see what we can do. All right. All right, that should be enough. Yeah, that's enough. All right. All right, here you go. Well, I thought you went. Wrong record. Never mind. All right, wrong song. Sorry about that. And here I thought I picked the right one. All right, I know I did. How could I not have? Now, come on. This has got to be right. Don't tell me I don't have this record. Well, that would just be awful, wouldn't it? Well, maybe to your credit. I'd sing it, but that would lose everybody. All right, so here I believe we are, maybe. All right, finally, here you go. Idea?
Oliver?
Yes, absolutely right, Oliver. You betcha. Number four, love theme from Romeo and Juliet. Don't you dare ask me to play it. Obviously, it's an instrumental. So just name the biggest instrumentalist you can think of in the 60s.
I'm not going to get that one.
Well, that's all right. It's Henry Mancini. We'll move on. Number five.
Okay.
One.
Three Dog Nights.
Absolutely. Number six, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number seven, Bad Moon Rising.
CCR.
Yep. Number eight, The Ballad of John and Yoko. Oh.
John Lennon.
The Beatles. But that's all right.
Yes.
Number nine, Color Him Father.
Winston's.
Absolutely. And number 10, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Can I hear that one?
Yeah, the intro is long enough that you could do license renewal over it. Let me find it here. let's see. Certainly the metropolitan weather for any city in America. So let's see. All right. This should do it. We hope. Yeah. Absolutely right. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Hell, we could get your address over the intro, but we'll do that offline. But hang on, you're a winner. All right, you got 80%.
Thank you.
Darn good. Don't go away. All right. So seeing that that intro is still going. All right, so 888-876-5593. We put John from Chicago on hold. And let's see. Oh, Ruth and Gurney wants Jimmy Carter trivia. Well, that will be interesting, won't it? And especially timely for right now. So, shall we talk Brother Billy? Or not. Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. So, would the question be they bless themselves?
No.
Before they...
Nice, okay. But no. All right, you want your Beatles question. Of course you'll get it right because you always get it right. You know everything, Beatles. Here we go. The liner notes of which album led to the Beatles being nicknamed the Fab Four?
Odd Day Night?
No, it was with the Beatles on Parlophone in 1963. I'm surprised, absolutely surprised, but I know you'll get it next week, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Barry. All right.
Yes,
so, all right. With the Beatles. Yeah, that was not released in the UK, although the cover was the same as Meet the Beatles, only it said, you know, with the Beatles. As far, what were the cuts on that anyway? I should take a look. I never bothered. Right. Barry knows all things Beatles. I don't care. Oh, it's pretty much the same. Well, with a couple differences. All right. So... There you are. Oh, Devil in Her Heart. Yeah. The original is a nice record. Okay, so maybe we'll play that some night. But we're not going to play it tonight, and that's not the theme. So, 888-876-5593. Ruth wants her Jimmy Carter question. We'll be back there. I think Lisa wants her movies, and whatever you want, we're here to please. My question, it's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 20s. Did what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
My heart belongs only to you, and I'll never, never, ever let you go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, 1959 on Checkers. All right, so 888-876-5593. I don't expect you to know what it has in common with everything else we're playing because you haven't heard any of the other ones, but you've heard that one now, so who are they? And yes, you absolutely know who they are. All right, so with that in mind, Kathy is a first-time caller. We always defer to first-time callers. She is in Chicago. Welcome back, or not welcome back, welcome the first time to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
My guess about what the athletes started doing,
like
in 1920, was wearing helmets.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a very nice guess. I hope you'll call me again. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. Yes, it's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what? 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And it could be any sport, so don't worry about being specific to the sport. All right, so now, let's see. I think we've got some other guesses here. Cindy in Chicago is taking a guess. All right, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I was thinking I have a couple guesses.
Uh-huh.
Like a product endorsement or like a commercial over the radio, because radio, they didn't have, they had radio, then radio endorsement.
Well, no, yes and no. I'll say you're in the right field, but you're not completely right. You need to be a lot more specific.
Sports products endorsement.
No, well, by the way, if that were the answer, I would never give it out as a category that was that broad. But if we're talking about an endorsement, and we very well may be, I need to know what the product category is.
Food? Cereal?
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not cereal. No.
Gum?
No, it's not gum. Well, if you think of something else, you call
coffee?
Me back.
Coffee?
Not coffee.
All right.
Yeah, you're allowed six guesses, so if you've got another couple, go for it.
Well, let's see. Coffee, clothing? Sports clothing?
Nope.
Nike?
No. In 1920s? No.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I just can't.
Just checking. All right. Well, you're dancing all around
I guess I'm real tired today. I don't know. I guess sometimes my bipolar medicine makes me so drowsy all day.
Yeah.
And I guess I want to try a Leave It to Beaver question to cheer me up.
Okay. See, you didn't tell John that, but let me see what I can find quickly. When you want specific categories, always tell John when you call. Otherwise, it's hard for me to find too many Leave It to Beavers. We're
going to
do it. We're going to do this. All right.
I don't know specific names of things,
right,
but I know situations.
Yes. All right. Well, let's see what we can do. All right. In one episode, June was very, very upset that Bieber gave himself a horrible haircut. Why was she upset?
Wasn't it Wally who gave himself the haircut?
No, it was Bieber.
I remember Wally giving himself a greased haircut.
That wasn't it. This is Bieber.
That I don't remember.
Well, Bieber was going to play an angel in a school pageant, so Bieber instead played an angel in a stocking cap. Because June was so upset, he gave himself a horrible haircut. So that's
I kind of remember that, but there was an episode where Wally did his hair real strange, and
I don't doubt it. All right, so good deal. We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
all right, thanks. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, that was a plethora of guesses. Okay, so Ruth wants Jimmy Carter trivia. All right, Ruth, I'm ready for you. You ready for me?
Just about. Do I get a word in edgewise?
Not if I can help it. Okay, so what I want to know is, what was Jimmy Carter's very first job in public service?
Okay. This is really a good question. You did a really good job on this. I'm gonna go with the one that I knew media-wise, governor of Georgia. Oh, can I get a request for a song?
Yeah, but let's first deal with this. All right, no, it wasn't that he was governor. His first job was in the county, in Sumter County. He was on the library board.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
All right, so what are your requests? What do you got?
Okay, I would like A Rainy Night in Georgia.
Okay, what else? Yeah, all right, what else?
Are you still doing the other songs?
The Guilty Pleasures? This is the final night for that, so if you have a Guilty Pleasure, you tell me.
I don't know. I'd have to probably maybe call back. Okay, I'm going to go with America the Beautiful. And then
that's not a request. Please tell me it's not a request. I am not going to play America the Beautiful as a bumper.
The Blue Devil for Jimmy Carter. Okay. I became a Democratic committeeman because of him, and I had been Republican from 7 years old and the only Democrat candidate for president that I ever voted for.
All right. Well,
Mostly I marched in a parade with Walter Mondale, and almost no one was in the parade or on the sidelines. Well, that was interesting.
All right.
And he was the vice president.
Very good.
I think of something, I'll call you back tonight.
I don't doubt it. Thanks. Appreciate it, Ruth. All right.
We got the Rainy Night in Georgia.
Okay, I did.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And it'll be Wednesday night that we play that. Tomorrow night we'll probably be playing some of Steve Bryant's songs, and he's done so many. An Older Wiser Kind of Guy will always be my favorite. Now I've got a version of him actually singing it, and just the best. We might stay away from some of his political songs. We'll see how that goes. All right. Hey, John heard one of them while I was playing them earlier. He said, "You can't play that." All right, well, I could have, but... All right, Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain.
You know, you make me laugh so hard. you try so hard to do things, and it just
doesn't work.
Always.
No. It doesn't work. That's right.
And
it just
amazes me that... Yeah, it doesn't go through.
Yeah,
but
that I don't run out of the room screaming. Yes, I understand.
I know. I don't know how you do it. But anyway.
You ready for your quote?
I'm ready for my quote. Yeah.
It's from a 1982 movie.
Okay.
They're here. Yeah.
That's got to be Poltergeist.
Yes, absolutely right. Poltergeist it is. All right, good deal. I knew I could count on you. Don't go away.
I love that movie. Okay.
All right. So, absolutely, they are here. So, I think we've done Here's Johnny before, which is along the same lines. If you've ever been to the Estes Park Hotel where they filmed The Shining, they're very proud of it. They've got it in the basement, all the pictures and stuff like that. And the place is downright haunted, truth be known. And we'll get to Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin, some Big Bang trivia. Jack in St. Charles has a couple requests, not tonight, of course, but we'll be playing them. And right after the news, you will hear your second bumper right here on WGN Radio.
You I want.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. So who are they? Yeah, one of my all-time favorites, too. And I'd give you the record label, but that might be too much of a giveaway. I will say 1967. All right, so that's the second one. I don't expect you to have a theme yet, but should know the artist, hoping on that. So our question, yes, I have one, actually. It was here moments ago. It's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what? And as I say, Cindy was dancing all around it, but not hitting the nail on the head. But she's paving the way for you to answer. Maybe she'll call back and answer. We'll see. All right. But in the meantime, Jack in St. Charles said he had requests. So, all right, Jack, what's up?
Hi, Wally. I'd like to hear Civilization by Louis Prima.
Wow, okay.
And Stranded in the Jungle by the Cadets.
All right, good version. All right.
I don't... in the early 20s, some notable athlete got his name and picture on the front of the Wheaties box.
No, it's not that, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
All right.
Nice talking to you.
Good. I'll play your request on Wednesday, I promise. All right.
Thank you.
So good deal. We can do that again tomorrow night, Steve Bryant, which will be a lot of fun. We'll bring in New Year's together. Yes, 2025. All right. Now let's see whereabouts are we at this moment in time. Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin. How's it going tonight, Jim?
Hello. And I want to wish you and John a happy New Year.
You too.
And I have a request.
Okay.
And it's not for me.
Okay.
It's for President Carter.
Okay, maybe he's listening somewhere.
Could you play Ramblin' Man for him?
Oh, all right.
Because the Allman Brothers was his favorite group.
Okay, we betcha. Absolutely. All right.
And number two, can you tell me what's going on? Because I have my over-the-air TV channel, you know, antenna.
Yeah.
And I had 20% of my channels today, and I talked to my friend who knows a lot about what's going on, and she said this was the highest energy pulse in the nation, you know, this ever, and a huge solar flare. Could that have been cut out all my channels?
Well, where are you getting from, Milwaukee or Chicago? What do you pick up?
I pick up channels from Milwaukee. I pick up channels from Madison. I pick up channels from Rockford. And tonight when the football game was on with me sitting 2 feet in front of the TV, I had to switch from channel 12 in Milwaukee to channel 17 in Rockford. And then as soon as the game got exciting, the pitcher would drop out.
Interesting.
And I was wondering if that was that huge energy pulse that my friend was talking about.
The solar flare, I did not see anything as far as that goes, because I was just trying to check the forecast on that. But it is interesting that you're missing a lot of them. So, of course, it could be a number of things, but no solar flare that's been reported. Now, a few weeks ago,
she said
there's
an energy pulse today. Well, she keeps track of this energy pulse thing.
And where is she getting it from? Where would it be an energy? Interesting.
I don't know where she gets it from, but all I know is it affects her, and it affected me today because I couldn't even, you know, walk around the room without being tired today. And she said that was from the energy. So I was just checking if you knew anything about that.
No, I absolutely don't. But you know that I'm going to take a look at that. I'm seeing some energy pulse reports, which I don't normally read, but I don't see anything for today. So interesting, but I'll keep reading. That's fascinating. So many things are possible when you start losing, over-the-air TV. But nothing is popping out. But if you're losing stations from all around, I don't know. I find it fascinating.
I think I had 12 stations out of 90 today.
You can get 90 stations over the air?
I get 90 stations from channel 3 to channel 58, and each one of them has, like, you know, like it would be 3.12345, 4.12345.
Yeah, you're getting,
you know, and I get 90 channels because I have my antenna by my house is 30 feet in the air.
All right, so you're getting the sub channels as well. Okay.
Interesting. And they're from all over.
Yeah, when you lose, say a primary, like a 58-1, do you have the sub channels? I mean, do you lose them all when you lose them?
Nope, they're all gone.
Right, that's what I would expect. All right, they would all
and
be gone.
My favorite channel is 12 out of Milwaukee because that's where I listen to the news and I listen to the weather. And that didn't work all day today, and all of a sudden this evening it was working. But all the sub channels below that, 4, 6, 10, and all those, none of those worked. You know, it was just ridiculous. And she was telling me, "Oh, that's the energy surge, you know, and the solar flare." That's what she said. But you know, she tracks all that stuff, and it affects her horribly.
Huh.
All that energy surge affects her horribly.
No, I want to know more about that. Yeah, WISN TV12. I know I'm looking to see if there are any reports today, and I don't see anybody else chiming in on that. But I'll look. I have absolutely no idea.
And it was so funny. I'm watching it on channel 12, and I got the button on the controller that I could press to go to 17.
Right.
And as soon as Troy Aikman started screaming after a play, the signal would drop out. So I go over to 17. And then he would yell and scream on that, and I would go back to 12. I thought that was very funny, but I don't want to take up all your evening.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. I'll try to look. Like I say, nothing pops up immediately. But in the meantime, I believe that we were going to do some Big Bang trivia.
Yes, please.
All right. In which season did Sheldon first say, "Bazinga"?
Oh, I couldn't tell you what season. I would think that would be season 2.
Yes, we have a winner.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, and I'll tell you what it comes from, too. It was one of the show's writers who played all these practical jokes on coworkers, and whenever he played a prank, he'd yell, "Bazinga!" And that's where they got it.
Right.
Yeah, all right, season 2 it is. You're a winner, as usual.
And then also, my offer, if you could fly me out to Globe, I can stuff in envelopes because I won't know what I'm stuffing, but I'm there if you need me.
I appreciate it. That's a nice offer. No, nobody flies to Globe. It doesn't have an airport within 2 hours, but that's all right. And I appreciate that. And we did order some envelopes, so the stage is being set. They'll definitely be going out this year. Well, no, that's not true. Next year. Next year.
You only got one day left.
That's right. Exactly. And I got to drive to Globe tomorrow. So it ain't. Yeah, of course. I set everything up, for various workers doing various things. So day one calls me, "I can't find the key you left me." Like, oh, God. So I'll take the drive tomorrow. But anyway, you, as usual, are a winner. So I'll have John confirm your address. Don't go away. All right.
And thank you. And Merry and Happy New Year.
You too. All right, so we will ring it in together tomorrow night, and that will hopefully be a lot of fun. Karen's a first-time caller. She's in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio, Karen.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm great. I love your show. Thank you for what you do. I wanted to try and win a trivia question, if I could, and I do have a request.
Okay. What do you want to do first, the request or the question?
The question, because after the request, you probably won't want to do the question.
No, well, if I'm not going to play it, I'll be honest and tell you I'm not playing it. All right, so.
You are right, you will.
Yeah. Whose birthday was the Walker family celebrating the night that William died?
Oh, my God. That is a great question. Oh, my God. That is a great question.
And it was the first episode, Patriarchy.
I know. He had a heart attack, and he died in the pool. And whose birthday were they celebrating that night? I'm going to have to take a wild guess, I think. Damn it. Oh. That is a great question. I was like, I thought you would ask if he had a heart attack in the pool. I'm going to say Nora.
No, but you can have another guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. his.
Nope.
Hey,
you can have a third. You can have a third guess. No.
Oh, okay. They had a lot of kids, you know.
Any idea here?
Justin.
No, it's Kitty. Kitty Walker returned to her childhood home in California for a job interview as well as to celebrate her birthday with her family. After her father, William, suffered the heart attack that night, she decided to take the job in California and remain at her mother's house indefinitely.
Oh, and you are so right. That was an obvious answer.
Thank Fun Trivia for that. I've never even heard of the damn show. All right. All right. I'm delighted to hear from you, and I hope you will call me again soon.
Yes, right. I hope so.
Now, hang on. We'll get your address. And again, don't hold your breath. It takes forever. It's not worth the postage it takes to get to you. You get like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something, but you also get a certificate, and that's a lot of fun. So hang on.
Wait. I didn't really win. I would like to make a request, though.
Yeah, I guess you didn't win. All right. All right. So what do you want to let's go with the request.
Buy me something.
No, yeah, right. Right. All right. So what's the request?
A Selena song?
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Which one? No. Yeah. You know, that varies. Which one do you want?
I would like I Could Fall in Love.
Okay. I'll try that for you Wednesday.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling. Do it again.
I will.
All right. So 888-876-5593. And she was honest. See, how time flies, how little I remember. I thought she won. All right. Well, we're going to get to Brian and Joliet. He's going to do charts. Stacey Algonquin's got a guess. And then I'm sure she wants that girl trivia since she specializes in that. Robert in Mitchell, Indiana's got some guesses. Johnny D in Ohio. Oh, we're going to do hominins. You know that. He's got some guesses, too. All right. And, of course, Cindy in Chicago. Yeah. And I guess only, we'll get back to Cindy. She was dancing all around it. And maybe you'll fill in the rest of the blanks on Monday Night Trivia. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Heaven in paradise. Oh, that's where I want to.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. No, it is not Don Julian in the Middle Arcs, who had it out in 1955 on Due To. Of course it's not. This is 1957. It was on Luniverse. And it's funny because the song is Heaven and Paradise, but not this group. Heaven in Paradise. Yes, well, you know, misheard lyrics. What can I tell you? So who are they? And yes, they're very well known. All right. Not for that, though, obviously. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. Now, Karen is a second-time caller in Chicago who wants Leave It to Beaver trivia. So, hello, Karen. Oh, wait. I can't say hello to Karen unless I do that. Now I can. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. So, besides the trivia, I wanted to... Can I still do a song and I'm a little embarrassed that I like?
Yes, I hope you will.
Sunshine on My Shoulders by Cliff DeYoung.
Oh, yeah. So good choice. Okay. Absolutely. Well, good deal. It's on the list. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. And, so we will talk to you next week, hopefully. Call again and we'll do another trivia question.
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to do Leave It to Beaver for me.
Oh, I will. Okay. You remember, of course, you remember Beaver's teacher, Miss Landers. What was her first name?
Audrey.
How about Alice? You were close, but Alice. Oh, well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I could have asked about Fred Rutherford's wife, don't you know? All right. Yeah, Richard Deacon played that role. It was actually a lot of fun. All right, now let us see what we have here. Oh, Brian and Joliet wants to do charts. I love charts. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Happy New Year to you, Raleigh.
You too.
Thank you. Could we try February 1st, 1970?
Absolutely. We most definitely could try that. So, February 1st, 1970, right in front of my hot little hands here. Number one, Venus.
Shocking Blue?
Yes. Number two, I Want You Back.
Jackson 5.
Number three, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
B.J. Thomas.
Number four, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes. Number five, Without Love, There Is Nothing.
Tom Jones?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number six, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. You need to hear some of it.
Tom Jones?
No. It's female.
Oh, okay. Got it wrong. It's Dionne Warwick.
All right, we'll take it. All right, now, number seven. Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Eddie Holman?
Yes, absolutely. And for extra credit, it was originally Hey There, Lonely Boy. Do you know who did it?
Ruby and the Romantics.
Very good. Very, very good. All right, number eight, Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number nine, No Time.
Guess Who?
Yep. And number 10, Jingle Jangle. Oh, God.
Jingle Jangle in February.
Yeah, Jingle Jangle. Christmas. Yeah,
Jingle
well.
Jingle Bells.
We know we're talking bubblegum, so you only have a limited number of groups. This one particularly bad.
Yeah. Well.
Jeff Berry.
Yeah, they are
Jeff
limited. Let me think.
Ron Dante was basically the group.
Oh, he's the one. Didn't he write Sugar Sugar?
And he wrote a lot of stuff, actually. But yes, so if Ron Dante's the group, who would the group have to be?
Oh, the Archies.
Yeah, we have a winner. Finally. All right, you would have won anyway, but yes.
Could I go on?
Well, let's see how you do. Number 11, Psychedelic Shack.
Oh, The Temptations.
12, Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
13, Arizona.
Mark Lindsay.
14, Don't Cry, Daddy, Rubberneckin'. They're two sides of a bad record, but who would chart with both sides? You know, I mean, come on.
Don't Cry, Daddy. Can I hear it?
If I have it. Let me see. You know, I'm hoping that I don't. You know, it would be to my credit if I don't, but let's see.
That one is really unusual to me.
Oh, God. I not only have it, I have the master tape. Oh, God. Oh, that's embarrassing as hell. All right. So here it is. Well, sooner or later. You should probably get it from that alone.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still.
Of course it is. Oh, of course it is. All right, so number 15, Someday We'll Be Together.
Oh, the Supremes.
Yeah. No, I wish they wouldn't threaten us like that. Number 16, Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
Oh, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Joe South?
Yes, number 17, Jam Up Jelly Tight. Also from Atlanta, like Joe South.
Roe?
Yep. Yep, Tommy Roe. Yeah, absolutely. All right, 18, Traveling Band.
Creedence Clearwater.
19, Walking in the Rain.
Would to be too... Am I taking up too much time here?
I'd like to hear it. No, you really wouldn't, but all right, let's see. Not one of my favorites, but all right. I'm sure I have it, I'm sorry to say. Let's see what it comes up. If I could only spell rain right, it would help. I hate these computers. You have to be so damn exact. All right, so let's see what else we can find. All right. All right. All right. Yeah, I'm afraid we might have done this here. Let's make sure it's the right version of it. No, that's not the right version just as well. Yeah, here we go. All right. Certainly you know the song and from earlier days gone by, but here's the version from February 7th, 1970.
I want her.
And that's it. If you don't know, I can't do anything about it because Bob doesn't let me overtalk the news and we just broke, whatever. So... Jay and the Americans.
Thank you,
all right, thanks. Hang on, you are a winner. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So if you're listening to the stream, you're still listening to me. If you're listening to WGN, well, I'm talking to myself because they're in a break. All right. So let's put Brian on hold. We already did that. And next hour we'll get to Stacy and Robert and Mitchell, Johnny D and Cindy as we continue. And that's the deal on WGN Radio. Well, not on WGN Radio now, but we'll be again in minutes.
Let me tell you, I've been rained on, blamed on, walk the dog to shame on. Love led me down a road to misery. Oh yeah, I've been rained on, blamed on, down and shamed on. Oh, ain't nothing but an aching heart to me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And absolutely Chicago. So we've now had four bumper stumpers. Maybe a theme is apparent. What am I kidding myself? You haven't got any of the artists yet. Well, you could try with this. You know absolutely who she is. 888-876-5593. So here's what we've got going on. It's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what? All right, so with that in mind, Stacy from Algonquin wants to take some guesses. So, Stacy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, can you hear me, Raleigh?
Loud and clear, Stacy.
Oh, good. Happy New Year.
You too.
What is the question again?
Oh, well, here we go again. It's commonplace. It's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what?
Commonplace today, athlete. An athlete did a commercial?
Well, no, we've already kind of with Cindy, we've already determined that there's some endorsement factor here. So you just have to figure out what it is.
Okay. Let's see.
And you can do this.
So it's with a baseball?
Well, no, there's no baseball involved.
No baseball, okay. And that was in the 1920s?
Yes.
1920s. Oh, you got me, Raleigh.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I know what you want. You want me to give you a that girl question. And of course,
please. Can I have a multiple choice?
Well, let's see what we can do. Right. A multiple choice, huh? Well, let's see. So, let's see what this is. Maybe this is a multiple choice. All right. So, we're going to talk about the episode called Great Guy. And we want to know why Anne hits Donald. Is it because she got angry with him? He hit her first? It was an accident? Or she wants to show her affection for him?
Okay, why Donald hits Anne?
No, no, Anne hits Donald.
Oh, Anne hits Donald. Can I have the choices again?
Oh, absolutely. Why not? Here we go. Because she got angry with him. He hit her first. She wants to show her affection for him, or it was an accident.
Was it he hit her first?
No, it's because she wants to show her affection. Anne's friend Pete has a new boyfriend who likes to rough her up all the time. Pete doesn't seem to mind this, but Anne is annoyed by it. Donald tells her it's simply his way of showing affection. When Donald leaves for the evening, Anne punches him in the stomach and he asks, "What is she doing?" And she replies, "I just want to show you how crazy I am about you."
Oh, my God. Oh, that's all right, Raleigh.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, have a happy new year.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Well, most people have been all saying that it's got to be better than last year, and the psychics kind of agree with that. But, you know, then again, how much of a psychic do you have to be for that one? Robert in Mitchell, Indiana. Welcome to WGN Radio. Are you still with me, Robert? Robert gave up. Probably a good move, Robert, but if you think about it, call me back. We would love to have you. All right. Johnny D is in Ohio. Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh. And Anne would have been picking her teeth up off the floor if she had me.
Oh, what a nice time in the Johnny D household. All righty then.
Hey, yeah, today's my 44th wedding anniversary. Becky went to bed. I put her to bed.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. happy. 44 years. That's magnificent.
Yeah, you know what I did to celebrate? We got much. I'm talking to you on my brand new Samsung Galaxy A15 5Gs.
All right.
Got me a new phone.
Well, very good.
$224.
Wow, that's living large. Yeah.
I know, man. I told Becky, I said, "Hey, you know, I can't. My phone can't connect to the car. This, that, and the other thing. You know, so I'm still learning. I called on it to see if it worked."
Yeah, well, it works. Here we are.
Yeah. But anyhow, real quick then, and then I'll get to the trivia. But, you know, the prior conversations you had, I got three guilty pleasure songs that
I
want to
good. Give. What would they be?
Well, number one is Patches. I don't know what
which
you were
one?
Talking
which
about.
One? The Dickie Lee?
Patches on the band and all.
Okay, no. All right. That's the one General Johnson wrote. Okay. All right.
That. I used to like to sing that.
Okay.
And then Mr. Bojangles.
Okay, Jerry Jeff.
Mr. Bojangles, yeah. And then, I don't know where that came from, too. One of the conversations you were having with people.
All right.
And then Rain. I think you were talking about Rain or something.
Yeah.
And then I put Raindrops Keep Falling on my hair.
Yeah. All right.
So Raindrops Keep Falling on my hair. Mr. Bojangles and Patrick.
All right.
And then I got a request.
Yep.
Because I've been teasing Becky all day because I like Sheryl Crow, right?
All right.
And she's mad about that. But anyhow, Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen. Like Steve McQueen, all I need is a fast machine.
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God. Look at the video. Look at Sheryl Crow go.
All right.
It's called Steve McQueen, and there's a video for it.
Okay.
All right. Becky's mad at me because I've been communicating with Sheryl Crow on Facebook.
Oh, you have?
I'm not that stupid.
Has she been communicating back with you, too? But
yeah, she sends, because I make comments on her pictures, and then she sends me, you know, Becky told me, "You're just trying to get your information." I know that.
Yeah.
But she says, "Hi, sweetie, bye," this, that, and the other thing, you know.
I see. Yeah. Well, You know, I don't know what to say. The only one I know by Sheryl Crow is All I Want to Do, and really she was just doing a Steelers Wheel record.
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. But this one here is my favorite, right. Steve McQueen. Yeah. Check it out.
All right.
Now, on the trivia,
yeah.
like Cindy, could it be beer?
No.
Beer?
No beer.
It's not a beer commercial. How about John DeBakey?
No.
John DeBakey?
No. I know what it is, but
You got a hominin?
Yes.
Question?
Yes, with a little preamble here.
Now, wait a minute. How come everybody's still in my multiple choice? They're still in. Everybody wants to do how I do it.
Well, everybody wants to do it because it's easier to win. All right, now.
No, it isn't. Go ahead.
Well, this isn't a multiple choice. All right.
It isn't?
It is not.
Go ahead. Wait a second. Go ahead.
Around 20,000 years ago, marine isotope stage 2 began and cooling intensified. This peaked about 21,000 years ago during the last glacial maximum when Scandinavia, the Baltic region, and the British Isles were covered in glaciers and winter sea ice reached the French seaboard. The Alps were also covered in glaciers, and most of Europe was a polar desert with mammoth steppe and forest steppe dominating the Mediterranean coast. Consequently, large swaths of Europe were uninhabitable, and two distinct cultures emerged with unique technologies to adapt to the new environment. One was the Solutrean in southwestern Europe, which invented mm-hmm. brand new technologies. What was the other one from Italy?
I get a couple of guesses on this because you gave one person three guesses.
You can have six guesses on this.
Okay. Solutrean.
Yeah, we know the Solutrean was one. What's the other one?
Magdalena?
Nope. That's one, two. That's here, too.
Okay, wait a second. Give me a second. Solutrean and Magdalena.
Yeah, and this one went from Italy to the East European plain.
Solutrean?
Nope, that's two.
Gravettian?
Nope. Solutrean peoples inhabited the permafrost zone, where this other group that we're looking for appeared to have stuck in less harsh, seasonally frozen areas. Relatively few sites are known throughout this
time. Give me the first letter.
E?
E?
Yes, E. You want to buy a vowel? There you are, E.
Okay. How many other E's? Is this just one E?
No, there is one more E.
God. Oh, man.
The Solutrean, as you know, evolved into the Magdalenian, so that was good that you came up with that, but we're not talking about these Solutrean people. We're talking about these E people.
Oh, God. I can't think of any.
Let me tell you, they adapted previous technologies from G, and G is actually in their name.
Okay.
Now you know you have an E and you got a G.
Okay. Guardian or something like that? Agrarian.
No. Tell me when you give up.
All right. I don't know what it is. I forget.
Epigravettian.
Oh, God. I just said Gravettian.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did? I didn't
said
hear
Gravettian.
That.
Gravettian.
Oh, Gravettian? You said Gravettian?
Well, yes, I did.
All right. Well, they're the Epigravettian.
Wait,
all right. No, are you kidding? I'd rather give you the prize than hear this again.
But I didn't say Epigravettian. I said... Because yes. Gravettian came to me, but the upper part didn't.
Yeah, well, see, the Gravettian is what they devolved from.
Epigravettian, never mind. That's okay.
Epigravettian. I'm sure you'll read about them. You'll know all about them next week for your report.
I already know about them. I just forgot Epigravettian.
Okay.
But I remember Solutrean and Magdalenian and all the other ones, whatever the hell they were. But anyhow, 20,000 during the ice ages there, yeah. Mm, oh, yeah. By the way, you know, for Jim, and he's wondering about the reception.
Yeah.
You know, the Earth tilted a little bit on its axis recently.
Oh, great. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay, bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thanks. All right. Yes. I feel the earth move. All right, or not. Let's see. So 888-876-5593. All right, now Karen wants a certificate. See, that's what's going on here. So she wants another Brothers and Sisters TB trivia. And if you don't get it, we're going to send you a certificate anyway. All right, so are you still with us, Karen? Oh, no, we've lost Karen. Karen. She wanted more Brothers and Sisters. Call back Karen and just tell John you want a certificate. All right, we'll put it on the list. Do not hold your breath. All right, so, yeah, because if we're doing hundreds, might do hundreds in one, just for her. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening. That's a nine-time caller, just so you know.
Yeah, right, there you go. But who's keeping track?
For Silly Pleasure Songs, did you ever remember You Can Eat Crackers in My Bed Anytime by Barbara Mandrell?
Yes, Crackers. It's just called Crackers. Yes, I know.
Oh,
it.
I didn't know that.
Yep, just called
now,
Crackers.
Here's one I liked. And it was a whistling song, but I don't remember the artist. But the guy went da 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 da. Remember that one from the 60s?
Sounds like a polka.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering. And then how about Perfidia by Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Yeah,
such version. All right.
Right, and put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up there by Harry Nilsson.
Right, just called Coconut. Yep.
Oh, and then there was one called Babysitting Boogie back in the early 60s.
Buzz Clifford.
Thank you.
All right. Consider them all on the list.
Pennsylvania Polka.
Oh, John says, yeah, it's the Pennsylvania Polka. All right, so it's the Pennsylvania Polka.
No, it ain't. It's a whistling song. The guy just whistles through it. But
all right.
If he says so, I'll take his word for it.
No, I mean, that's what it sounded like you were singing, but I'll try to think of someone whistling.
Well, I never said I was a good singer.
Okay.
And then I want one more here. Naturally by Buck Owens
now,
and the
are
Buck
you,
Roots.
Well, you said it's whistling. Was it I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman?
It could have been, and it went da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
Oh, you never heard it, so you're good at getting the ones that I can't get.
Here. I bet you it's I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman, because that's the only thing I can think of that whistling Jack Smith. Let's see.
Now that could be it. That whistling Jack sounds familiar. You got it.
Oh. All right. Well, it was a hit.
There. Was he from England then or not?
Whistling Jack Smith? Who knows?
Well, you're good at that trivia. I thought you did.
No, I actually do know, but who would care? And yes, he was born in Liverpool. He was.
I knew it had something to do with it. At least I can sleep tonight now. Boy, that was working on my mind all day long.
Yeah, well, we still think he stole the Pennsylvania poker, but that's okay. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay, have a good evening.
Yeah, if it was a bigger hit, there probably would have been a lawsuit. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Since that year ago, glad that you're still here, 'cause I love you so. One year ago today, yes, we made our vow. Your love, I'm glad to say, I've cherished up to now. That's why.
too much. All right, who are they? Yeah, best thing I play tonight as far as I'm concerned. And what's the theme? Well, we'll pick it up right there with you right here on WGN Radio. So who are they? And yes, you absolutely know who they are. Probably don't know them with this song, but you know who they are. And what do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing? Now, that's for extra credit. If you just know the artist, that's good enough for me. So we have a question. It's commonplace today, but the first time an athlete did this was in the early 1920s. Did what? We've determined, thanks to Cindy, that yes, it is related to advertising, an endorsement deal to say the least. All right, so, but what? All right, so Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you played the Dell Vikings earlier, I believe.
I absolutely did. Heaven in Paradise.
Yes.
How did they get that so wrong? Did they not get a copy of the single? But
I guess not, or they weren't listening very carefully, or who knows what.
Yes, right. On the Luniverse label. Well, there you have it. So,
well, there you go. That might explain it. Yeah
exactly. Exactly. Well, you are a winner as usual.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Don't go away. All right, so yes, that's absolutely right. It was the Dell Vikings version of, in this case, Heaven in Paradise. Of course, the song is Heaven and Paradise, Don Julian and the Meadowlarks in 1955 on Dutu. But that was 1957 on Luniverse with the Dell Vikings. All right, so Anita in Beloit is going to take a guess on our trivia question. So Anita, what do you think?
I think it's cigarettes.
It is not, but that's a nice guess.
What about golf clubs?
Nope.
Really?
No.
I really would have thought it was cigarettes because, you know, everybody smoked and didn't matter what sport it was, everybody smoked.
True enough.
And
I like it.
And everything. Okay. Right. What about shaving? You know, the electric razors?
No.
Like Norelco?
No. Electric,
you know, the little Santa Claus
one? Yeah. No.
No. Okay.
Nice tries, well, though, and call me back soon. All right. Thanks, Anita.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Bye-bye. So 888-876-5593. Wonderful guesses, just not right. So Donna in Schaumburg has some guesses. So, all right, Donna, go for it.
Yes. Everybody's going after the athlete wins the race or whatever. And I was thinking of the people that pay for his transportation and his, say, ice skating ice time, or donates the ice time.
Nope, none of that's right.
Okay, what about waving the country's flag?
Nope.
Or draping it around them?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for trying. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Donna.
Have a very happy and healthy new year.
You too. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. I hope so. Bye.
Yes. Okay. So good to hear from Donna. Now, what are we going to do here? Is Cindy going to get it? All right, Cindy, go for it.
Well, it was either Tang or Ovaltine.
Nope. Next.
Cream of wheat.
Nope. You were closer with one of your guesses before.
Coffee.
No, it may not even be an edible. Guess we got to get the thinking music for you. All right, so here, you let us know when.
I thought the show was over, Jean.
No, it's not, though. I can't help it. All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
But anyhow, you know, next time I'm going to do Andy Griffith, but can I do Bewitched?
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Let's see. I've got to find a Bewitched question. So I'm sure there's plenty of them available. Let's see. All right. So here we have 220 Bewitched questions. Well, hell, out of 220, I should be able to get this. All right. So we'll pick out one here. And that would be, let's see. Oh, that's too easy. All right. Yeah, you would know that. You would not know that. In a million years, you wouldn't know that, I don't think. Who was Uncle Arthur?
And Dora's brother.
No. Who played the part?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Oh, you must. You must. He was the biggest star on Hollywood Squares ever.
Oh, Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde is absolutely right. Paul Lynde. Absolutely. And he played Uncle Arthur. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. There you have it. That's right. Uncle Arthur. So yeah, there were a couple there that I thought, well, that's too easy. And then there were a couple where I thought no one in their right mind would know this. And I know what you're saying. You should have asked it anyway. All right. So James on the south side. How's it going, James?
I'm hanging in here.
Good.
Okay. I did fall a couple of times.
No. Really?
Yeah. I slipped on this, but at least I didn't break anything.
Good. But you didn't sprain anything either, right?
No.
Okay.
I got lucky on that.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
Okay. I was going to take some shots at that trivia.
Okay.
My first guess is that this, okay, obviously this, okay, this supposed to, this was a, okay, a pitch meant for, I'm going to say for an automobile.
Nope.
Okay. A pitch meant for, I'm going to say we're talking 1920s, right?
Yep, early 20s.
So let's say pitchman for soda?
Nope.
That eliminated Coca-Cola from that.
Yep.
Well, obviously. Okay, a pitchman for beer?
Nope.
Okay, let's see, 1920s. Okay, obviously, yeah, the twins, that would have been a dumb, that was actually a wasted one because of prohibition. There's no beer anywhere. Unless a root beer.
No.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't, that's so far.
Next.
Okay, I'm going to say pitchman for hair products?
No.
Must be getting a little close.
No.
Oh, okay. A pitchman for shaving cream?
Nope. One more big finish.
Okay. Pitchman for vacation spot.
No. All right. Shall we move on to World War II?
Yes. Although I was going to take a quick guess. Did you happen to play the spinners?
I played no spinners.
Okay. Okay. Now onto the question at hand.
All right. Britain and France declared war, World War II. What caused them to declare it?
Okay, the invasion of Poland.
Absolutely right. That's right, Germany's invasion of Poland. You are a winner, 1939 it is. Don't go away. All right, so James is absolutely right, 1939. Yeah, Great Britain and France said, that's enough. All right, so let's see what we have. Jackie in Kankakee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I have one guess for your question. Would it be cars that they endorse?
No.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks for trying.
Happy
Appreciate
New Year.
It. You too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Oh, Sergeant Pappy, it's been a while. And Gary, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Riley?
All right. What'd you hear? I can almost guess what you heard, you know.
Five Satin.
Yeah, the Five Satins.
Our anniversary.
1957 on Ember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, can I make a couple requests sometime this week or down the road or somewhere?
Yeah, what you got?
Puddin' Tame by the Alley Cat.
Oh, my, okay.
Early,
yeah, I know it.
Early Spectre. That's early Phil Spector
song,
I guess.
Yes.
And how about Castle in the Sky by the Bob Chord?
Okay, sure.
Okay, that'll do it. And you guys have a wonderful New Year's, and I'm going to be sitting here by my fire on New Year's Eve, just watching the thing go down. I'll probably fall asleep before it's midnight.
Ah, well, we'll be here talking if you happen to be awake. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, don't worry. I listen every night. I try to stay awake as long as I can, you know, but sometimes I get up too early and stuff and
got
so many projects going on. And
absolutely. No, sleep is sacred.
It's crazy.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks. I'll get your request on this week.
Okay, you too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Anita called back. All right, more guesses. Okay, more guesses, yeah. More often. What do you got?
I did. I called back.
Mm.
I've been thinking about this. I'm going to get a gift from you guys yet. All right. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to get one.
Mm.
I'm thinking basketball shoes.
Well, what would you call basketball shoes?
What do you mean, basketball sneakers?
There we go. That's what I wanted. That's it.
Really?
Yes, and
oh
I'll tell
God,
you.
I got it?
I'll tell you what it was. It was Chuck Taylor.
Okay.
He was a basketball player. In 1921, he was hired by Converse, and he suggested a small refinement to the Converse All-Stars to make it better for basketball. And they said, great, you can endorse it. And he did.
My husband wore those forever.
All right. Well, I guess so did Chuck Taylor, but I have a feeling since he was playing in the 1920s, I doubt he's still with us. But you are a winner.
And Michael Jordan wore them, too, before he started endorsing his own.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, all right. So hang on. You are a winner. Don't go away.
Yay!
All right. See, you did it. You did it. All right. So Anita is a winner. Now, of course, what this means is we have to come up with another question, and I can do that. All right. Well, so many people had food guesses in the last question. I guess it's only fair that we do a food question. Well, sort of. When this happened in 1994, Hormel sales went way up. What happened? 1994 dramatically increased the sales at Hormel. And you know Hormel, you know what they make. I don't have to tell you about that. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. What would cause the sales of Hormel products to just go through the roof? All right. 888-876-5593. Got another bumper stumper coming up, indeed. And, yes, it's a multiple choice bumper stumper because it actually was same song put out, two different entities. But absolutely same recording. Yeah, just if you don't like one, just name them something else. Why not? So all that and more coming up. And Karen, I think, had some guesses on our last question. Maybe she'll have some guesses on this one. 1994, Hormel sales went way up. What happened? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, curfew time. Night owl strolling down the street about to break a day. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, wait till you get in the door. Your mama told you once before. Whoa, whoa, night owl. Night owl strolling with his keys swinging in his hand. Oh, wow. A night owl strutting up the stairs like a natural bone man. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, boy, you must be out your mind. Ain't you heard a curfew time? Whoa, whoa, night owl. Daddy told you long ago not to come and lay no more. Running over town just like a clown. But you think that he's a sweat and you feel you've been everywhere. Wait till tomorrow you sit down. Oh, a night owl strolling with his dark glasses on his eyes. Oh, a night owl, listen, boy, don't you dare tell daddy no lie.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, two answers will suffice for this since it was released under two different names. Any one of them will take. All right, and you'll have to figure out why it is part of the theme, but is clearly part of the theme. All right, 1962. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. When this happened in 1994, Hormel sales went way up. And what happened in 1994? Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, 1994?
Yes, 1994.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Depression and, poverty. Well, it was poverty,
nope. 1994. Probably. You want to call back
poverty
when
and
you want to call back when you think about it? 1994. All right. So
I was thinking it was Spam.
Well, okay, that is certainly one of Hormel's products. So why would suddenly sales of Spam go through the roof?
I mean, I didn't hear 1994.
All right. So 1994. Yeah, suddenly Hormel sales go through the roof. Yeah, Spam catches on fire. So what is it?
I know this. I remember hearing this,
yeah,
but
so
I can't remember.
What is it?
But I have a good song. I have a good song that everyone in Chicago absolutely loves from a certain generation.
All right.
I don't know if you would play it or you would just puke.
Well, I don't know. You have to tell me what it is. What's the song?
But anyhow, please release me. Let me go. I don't love you anymore.
Release me. Yeah, Engelbert Humperdinck. All right. I doubt I'll play it, but certainly. Engelbert Humperdinck. All right. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right. So 888-876-5593. So what was it? Made Spam sales go through the roof. Yeah. And it's a very interesting story how this this happened. not 100% sure that you have to know that, but we'll see. Tommy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear? You know.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm having a doo-woppy night. Thank you. Thank you. You played the Duques.
I did, and it was also released by same song.
Uh-oh. That's it. Duques released
yeah,
by...
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
VJ.
Yes, of course. VJ did it. That's right. They VJs in 62 released it by Gene Chandler. It didn't please the Duques, the rest of them.
I didn't know that because I have the copy that's on the like aqua blue and lime green.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason it's on the list, and that's the theme. And so I won't tell you any more about it. But if you get it, great. Otherwise, at the end of the show, I'll explain why I'm saying Gene Chandler.
Thank you so much. And
right.
This is a spotty night for real.
Oh, well,
I'm loving.
Excellent. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All
right. You're back.
So, yes,
thank
good
you,
deal.
Man.
All right. So, Tommy's absolutely right. The Duques or Gene Chandler. And there's a reason that we're saying Gene Chandler because of our theme. And that's the deal. All right, so now we've discovered that Hormel sales, particularly Spam, in 1994 went through the roof. All right, why would that be? All right, Derek in Des Plaines, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello again.
Yes.
When you talk about food, yes, and technology, I'm all over it.
Okay.
Spam obviously is their biggest product. And around that time is when spam email became a big thing and widely known. So I think it was because spam email was so common and people were becoming aware of it.
Good enough.
Probably spam, the spam product probably sold more.
Do you know how spam came to be known as junk email?
Oh, That's a good one.
It's for extra credit you want anyway, but if you know, that's great. Otherwise, I'll tell you.
Spam.
And this is 1994, pretty early in the game.
Well, I don't think it had to do with the product.
No, it had nothing to do with the product. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe it had everything to do with the product.
Because I'm thinking, like, some people look at the product as being, icky and unwanted. So maybe that was associated with email that was unwanted.
Well, good enough. All right.
And
you're right about how people view the product. Years ago when I was a program director, I think I had the first spam sculpting contest. It's the last time the sales department ever asked if I'd give away a prize. But anyway.
I like spam, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But I do know that in Griffith Park we had a spam sculpting contest. But that was the 70s. All right. Here's what happened. A Phoenix lawyer sent an unsolicited email to thousands of people on the message boards. This is really before we thought about email the way it was, but just all over the message boards. And, he got flamed for this. But one of the recipients came back and suggested that everybody who get the email send coconuts and cans of spam to this lawyer. Now, exactly why he picked coconuts or cans of spam, no one knows, but spam resonated and has forever been since associated with unsolicited email.
Yeah, now I remember that story.
Yeah.
As soon as you started saying it, I remembered that. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you are a winner. Yeah, hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
And we will go away until after the news here on WGN Radio. Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? All right. That is, by now, maybe a theme is starting to appear. I'd be lucky if you knew who it was, but maybe you do. So I want to hear from you if you do. 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia. The prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them to you. You do this for the fun of it, and I'm delighted that you enjoy doing it. Now, the only thing is that to play trivia, we need callers. And right now, we've got a few, but I've got four lines open, and I hope you will partake in one of them. And I know you're saying, but Raleigh, you got to ask me another question. And you're right, I do. So here we go. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in any other state. West Virginia comes in next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. So what is it that residents of Pennsylvania, then West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York are less likely to do? All right, so than the other 45 states. So yeah, much less likely to do it. especially in Pennsylvania. Unlikely to do what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Mark is in Aurora. Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Mark?
Here.
How are you?
Happy New Year.
You too. You too. All right. So you want to an original?
I've got a backache, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Having to walk around the place gingerly. In fact, I was reduced to hands and knees.
Oh, I hate that. Is it lower back?
Yes.
Yeah, that can just be deadly. Yeah. Well, hopefully you don't have to walk around tonight.
No, I'll probably just be here.
Yeah, that's for the best. And with any luck, maybe you can sleep it off.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right.
See.
So here we go. You don't sound too confident, but I guess. I'm trying to think of those commercials. I have no idea what the stuff is, but they always said to take Doane's pills for lower back brain pain. I have no idea if they still exist or what it is. But I'll have to look that up to see what Doane's would do for you. They've probably been taken off the market. Who knows? But okay, original Star Trek. You'll definitely know this. What is Nurse Chapel's first name?
Christine.
Absolutely right. Yes. And how did she get the job? Not Christine, but the actress.
By being Gene Roddenberry's wife.
Yeah, that's exactly what did it. The first lady of Star Trek, that's it. So you are a winner.
And she played, and before that, she played number one on the pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you have it. Okay.
And she, and we missed it on the episode in which her love for Spock comes to the surface. She begs him to call her Christine.
Ah, there you go. All right. Well, you remembered. So hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. Yes. Nurse Christine Chapel. Yeah. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. And let's see. We've got... Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, and Happy New Year.
You too, yes. You're probably a lot closer to New Year's than us, or are you the last people to get it? I don't know which side of the dateline you're on.
Yeah, it's December 31st.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I used to every year about this time, I'd look up the international dateline, and I'd understand it for about 2 minutes, and then I'd forget. All right, so... All right, so we're talking about MBTI types, and here's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. Which type is still keeping a secret from someone who asked them 20 years ago because they have no idea of the consequences?
Okay, repeat the question again?
Yes. Which type is still keeping a secret that someone asked them to keep secret 20 years ago because they have no idea of the consequences?
Oh, this is a little bit hard, but I guess it's at least introvert.
Okay.
And this is hard. Can you give me a little bit more hints?
I don't know how to do a hint on this. I have no idea. I have no idea. You're right that they're introverts, so we know the first one's an I. We've gone that far.
Next would be S.
Yes, that's right. IS is absolutely right.
I think the third letter would be F.
Okay, F as in feeling, yes. Good. Got just one more to go.
I would say... The last letter would be J, ISFJ?
Yep, absolutely, ISFJ. Oh. They're keeping secrets because they have no idea of the consequences. You are a winner.
Thank you so much.
All right, hang on, don't go away. It's absolutely true. So, 888-876-5593. And believe me, if you don't think Myers-Briggs is still used, I think the military does, among others, but a number of employers as well want to know about your personality type. And yeah, a lot of dissension into what that might mean and whether it's accurate or not. But nonetheless, it is still with us. All right. We've got Jeff in Homewood, who wants his Seinfeld trivia. Jim in Richmond, back to spam, I'm not sure what. Laura in Willowbrook, Sound of Music movie trivia. I can do that too. And people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than they are in any other state. Pennsylvania, followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York, have people who are less likely to do it than the other 45 states. Less likely to do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Can I tell you something I feel inside? Let me tell you something, it's so hard to hide. I love you. I love you. Oh, I knew my love from the very start, that it would be you who would take my heart. So baby, hear my plea. Oh baby, I'm on my knees. Try me, baby. Try me, baby. Won't you please take this love I offer you? See you with another guy, I tell you, darling, I could almost cry over you, for love of you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight? Or at least what does the song have in common with every other song we play tonight? Let's put it that way. So people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state, followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. Yeah, they do it less there than the other 45 states, that's for sure. Do what? Okay, so now let's move right along here to Jeff in Homewood. How's it going, Jeff?
Going okay. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do some Seinfeld trivia, don't you know?
Can I vote right. for a song?
Oh, sure.
Then we're doing Guilty Pleasures, right?
Yes, absolutely we're doing Guilty Pleasures. These are the final moments of that. What do you want to add to the list?
You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Yeah, there you go. So, we just added another point to You Light Up My Life. Excellent. So, now, with that in mind, what I want to know is, what did Kramer accuse Jerry of being in the episode The Yada Yada?
Hold on a second. Let me... He accused him of being...
He called him an anti-something.
Anti-dentite.
Yes, absolutely right. That's right. An anti-dentite. And here you have it. You are a winner. Don't go away. So that's absolutely true. He called dentists those people. And yeah, it's hilarious. All right, why not? So now we're going to go to the Sound of Music, I believe, with Laura in Willowbrook. How's it going, Laura?
I'm pretty good. Happy New Year to you both ahead of time.
Yes, indeed. You too. We'll be spending it right
Thank
here.
You.
So now,
all right,
we're going to do Sound of Music, don't you know?
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
The real Maria Von Trapp appears in the film in a cameo walk-on role. During which song is she visible on screen?
Ooh, I can picture it. Oh, God. Oh.
In the song, she walks under a stone archway just as two Austrian
yes.
women in worn clothes walk behind
yes,
her.
Yes, yes.
And the older
yes.
woman is the real Maria Von Trapp.
Yes, yes. Oh, I can picture it, but darn it, can I think of the song? Well, my first thought is Do Re Mi, but. I don't
and that
think
would be
that's
wrong.
It.
Okay, so let's have a second thought.
Oh, shoot. I can picture this, darn it, and I know this, and you know I know it.
Yeah, I know you know it.
Oh, God.
I'd give you a clue, but I don't know any clues.
No. Oh, gosh. Oh, she's walking under the arch. I have confidence?
Yes, we have a winner.
Yes, thank you.
All right, hang
on. Thank you for giving me a minute. I knew I'd get it.
All right, don't go away. All right, absolutely right. I have confidence. All right, indeed I do. So let's see what Judy in Grayslake has to say for herself. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Wally. How are you doing?
All right, I'm glad you called. What do you think?
I'm so glad this month is almost over.
You're not alone. Well, these are the waning days of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club.
Oh, I didn't know if you were doing the Bah Humbug thing this month.
Well, yeah, the I Hate the Holidays Club always opens up on Thanksgiving. Now, unfortunately, this year they preempted me on Christmas Eve and Christmas night because they had a special they wanted to run, so I was off. But I was with you in spirit, and I will be on tomorrow night for New Year's Eve, and I'll be on New Year's night as well.
Okay. All right. My guess for those states is those people don't vote in person as much as they mail in their ballot.
Well, that's a really interesting guess. It's not right, but it's a really interesting guess.
Okay. My only Christmas song that is a guilty pleasure, and it goes back to when I was five.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had record players in the Stone Age.
I know, yes. With both the diamond and the sapphire needle, okay? The
yeah, really.
Right. Okay, the chiffons.
The chipmunks, oh, the chipmunks, All I Want for Christmas.
Okay, yes, Alvin and the Chipmunks, yes, indeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Ross Bagdasarian did a wonderful job on that.
I remember singing and playing that, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And Alvin! Yeah. Okay.
Good
you
deal.
Do I get a chance at a really very easy category?
Sure. What is it?
It would be like basic 101 psychology.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's an interesting category. So let me think about this for basic psychology. Let's see. I'm sure there is some, so let's see what we can do. All right. Here is 100 psychology trivia questions and answers. Well, thank God for the answers. All right. So let's see. All right, we have answers. Let's see. Oh, you can do this. Here you go. The psychology test of human emotions and personality using ink blots is formally known as what test?
Rorschach.
Absolutely right. See, I told you you could do it.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the next one was gymnophobia is the fear of what? I thought it was fear of phys ed. No, it's apparently the fear of nudity. All right. So, but Judy was absolutely, absolutely right. All right. So, we have Jim in Richmond calling back. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Hey, Jim. We lost Jim. Oh, well, it would happen. I'm sorry. Hopefully Jim went to sleep, because sleep is sacred. That's your only excuse. And yes, we will be live tomorrow night, and that, of course, is New Year's Eve. We'll ring in the New Year with Steve Bryant and have a lot of fun and hopefully take your calls, too. And New Year's night, I'll be playing back some of the requests you've requested tonight and whatever else is on your mind. Yeah, usually every year I study the international date line, and I remember it for about 5 minutes, but I'm pretty sure that the New Year's will start with New Zealand, pretty much. I got that part. I guess it ends with Japan. All right. So people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in any other state. They just don't do it in Pennsylvania. I don't know why not. West Virginia comes next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. For the five states where residents do this much less than people in the other 45, do what? What is it? Or don't do what, we should say. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And yes, full shows all this week. No games interrupting us, I tell you. So, and tomorrow night we will reveal the winners, or the top 10, of your guilty pleasures. And so if you want the final votes, you need to get them like in the next half hour here, because then polls close forevermore. And yeah, I think we may have a top 10 already, but possible that your votes will either put one up there or maybe move them around the order in which they appear. We'll see. So that's a good deal there. Now, the shadow of the retrograde, well, that's over when the year is over, so that's good. And the next full moon is January 13th. In case you're keeping track of that, May 4, 26 p.m. Central, it's the wolf moon. Oh, yes. And the next new moon for your prosperity checks is January 29th. Yes, because today was the new moon at 3:27. Hopefully you did not miss it. So that's the deal. And, of course, trivia requires your participation. If not, I'll just prattle on and talk about something or other, but it's much more fun when you call. And you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something, and that includes you, too. So ask for your category. There are two more bumper stumpers coming up, and we haven't had many people taking guesses either, let alone the theme. So I'll reveal that before the end of the night. And as far as people less likely to do it in Pennsylvania, well, if you get it in the next half hour, that's the end of the question. If not, that becomes our straggler for next week. And yes, we will do trivia next week. And that's the deal right here. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Yes, you know, not for that record, by the way, but you do know. And so what's the theme? And maybe you'll start to know that as well. Who knows? And you're doing this mostly for the fun of it. The prizes are worthless. They take forever to reach you. But eventually you get a certificate, which is fun, and something else you don't want, like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid for every win you have. And the question that I have thrown out there: people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in any other state. That's followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York for states with residents less likely to do it than in the other 45. Less likely to do what? Now, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category, because everybody knows something about something. All right, so I've been, by the way, looking online while we've been talking. Now twice the WGN newsman has mentioned that Pitt and Jolie settled their divorce issues, but we don't know what they were, you see. And that's right. Being a true tabloid reader, I'm like, well, what were they? And apparently the winery has not yet been decided. So that's that one's still up in the air, if you remember that story. And both are firmly convinced that they will prevail, but so far neither has. All right. Beyond that, I don't know. It sure can't be really custody, because all the kids except the twins are of age. So custody wouldn't come into that. But the twins, I think, are 16. I don't know. Yes, like I say, yeah, expiring minds want to know. Tabloids are us. So 888-876-5593. Peter is in Sauk Village. Welcome to WGN Radio.
And welcome back. I guess I'm welcoming myself back to society and a chance to listen to you.
Oh, well, good. Where you been?
In hospital.
Oh, no. Now, are we better, or did they just release you anyway?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
No, I went in, I don't know, have you ever heard of a condition called C. diff?
Oh, of course. But usually you get that in a hospital more than come to the hospital with it.
Oh, this was number 9 for me.
Oh, wow.
But I was so dehydrated and everything that I couldn't produce anything for testing, so they sent me home after they rehydrated me and got my stomach settled.
Oh, jeez.
And then I hear about this newer virus going around, and all the symptoms sound like C. diff without, kind of like it. So I don't know what I had, and I don't know what I might still have, but I'm home.
Got home
for Christmas Eve.
Good.
And I've just been kind of gradually coming back to reality.
Good. Good. Yeah, it's it can come back a number of times. Like I say, usually it's hospital borne. You don't go to it with it. But other than that, for most people with C. diff, by the way, they don't even know they have it. It's a bacteria that usually you don't know. But when it multiplies, man, I'll tell you what, you're spending all your time in the bathroom, and we don't need to be more specific than that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, but unfortunately, antibiotics is usually the treatment of choice, and their side effects can be worse than the C. diff. So and you horse, you don't want it to go into colitis, but I'm sure your doctors are taking a look at that and making sure that all is going well.
I've never burdened you with my medical problems. Suffice to say, I am a total mess. You can't name a body part. I can't tell you what went wrong and when.
Oh, well, you see, I can relate to that. After all, I am the autoimmune queen. So,
I've touched on those, too.
Oh, of course. You could have.
So, let's get out.
Let's do an easy one, then. Let's do a real easy advertising slogan, and you can get this, I can tell. You're old enough to remember this. You ready?
Let's see.
Oh, thank heaven.
For 7-Eleven?
And we have a winner. Yeah.
My gosh.
Absolutely right.
This is the first time I've ever won.
Well, there you go. Yes, yes. And the immortal YY Wiki. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. You are a winner.
You're right. I almost stumbled over it because I thought, no.
Yeah, right. It can't be, but it is. Yeah. So that I knew you would be old enough to remember that. And for years, it just blanketed radio and TV. And that is it. So it'll take forever to get anything, but eventually you'll get a certificate and something else you don't want.
And I'll treasure them both.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away, Peter. All right. Appreciate that. Yes. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Yeah, YY Wiki was the gravel voice guy who was hilarious and very acerbic in all their commercials. It was just wonderful. And he worked for Southland, who owned 7-Eleven at the time. And not many 7-Elevens left compared to what there was at one time. But originally, remember, they didn't sell any gas. And so right there, when it came to those little neighborhood convenience stores, companies that had the real estate to sell gas started to really, really take over. And you're seeing that in a lot of convenience stores. My favorite is Wawa out of Wawa, Pennsylvania. And it's been now about 25 years since they finally said, we're going to have to sell gas. And the first one was in New Jersey. And now they're all over the place, except not here. All right, but from Florida through New York, I think, or certainly through New Jersey. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. Less likely to do what? All right, 888-876-5593. And absolutely, if you want a vote on the guilty pleasure, this is the moment. You've got, I'd say, about 10 minutes left to vote. And at first I thought it was going to be a 938-way tie, but turned out not to be. And we do have a top 10, but you'll have to see how that comes out tomorrow night, which we'll do with Steve Bryant. We'll count him down and have a lot of fun talking about advertising and everything else. Now, what else can I tell you? Oh, yes. Little Joe Cook would have turned 102 over the weekend. I just loved him. And, of course, known for peanuts and things like that more than anything. But he did some wonderful ballads that very few people remember. But he was originally from Philadelphia and wound up in the Boston area. And I think since the late 60s was the artist in residence at Cantab in Cambridge. And he's been dead about 10 years now, Framingham. But he would have been 102 today. Yeah. All right. What else? Patty Drew. And you didn't get that. I played a Patty Drew record tonight. Turned 80 over the weekend. Born in Charleston in 44. But we know her from Evanston. Absolutely. And, of course, that's where the Drewvels and then Patty Drew with Tell Him. Yeah, just wonderful, wonderful stuff. Yvonne Elliman turned 73 yesterday. She was born in Honolulu. Had an interesting cover of Barbara Lewis's Hello, Stranger. And, of course, her big hit was If I Can't Have You and Love Me. So, Ra Parisi. Oh, man. I loved this guy. Wild Cherry. Turned 74 Sunday. And he's yesterday. He's still with us. He was born in Mingo Junction, Steubenville. And lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And, you know, this is another case where he's known for this one song, and it is just so, you know, not appropriate for the rest of the body of work. And of course, this is Wild Cherry we're talking about. So played that funky music, White Boy, and everybody remembers that. But man, I'll tell you, Hold On and 1, 2, 3 Kind of Love. Oh man, just terrific, terrific records. All right, so what else do we have? I'll just prattle on, and you can get the waning moments. And if you know what people are less likely to do in Pennsylvania than any other state, by all means, chime in with that, or that becomes our straggler for next week. That's followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. And we have one more bumper stumper to go. It's easy, trust me. Well, of course, I said that about most of them, but this one is really easy. And well, actually, we're going to find out in a moment. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. My uncle there was a passing me. She got a whole lot of rhythm when she walked, and I can hear music when she talked. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Forget about the do and think about me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. I wonder who can this creature be. She ain't Mona Lisa as I can see, but I don't care, she looks good to me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Forget about the do and think about me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. I can learn to love you, yes, sirree. I may sound crazy, but it's so fine. Tell me, pretty baby, how you gonna act? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Forget about the do and think about me. Let's get together and make hooky. A, B, C, D, A, E, F, G. A Cupid shooting arrows 3x3.
I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, that is a gift. Of course, why it's on the list, well, that's for you to determine. But man, I'll tell you what, that was the deciding record for me to get out of Denver. It's a true story. I might have told you about it before. I don't know. But I was not made for Denver. You know, not the R&B capital of the world. That's for darn sure. And, you know, in spite of it, I was doing very well on KOA, but I was miserable. And I was driving on I-70, and there used to be this area near Glenwood Springs where they used a pilot car because they wouldn't complete the interstate because of a snail darter. I'm not making this up. So I had been sitting in this pilot car, waiting for the pilot car, which, of course, is right by a little brook, a babbling brook. Well, you can imagine that if you're sitting there for 45 minutes, if you didn't need to go to the bathroom before you sat there, you would by the time you were getting through it. So I get through this, and I'm exiting at Glenwood Springs. I'm listening to my 8 tracks, of course. And this came on, and as I was singing along, forget about the dough and think about me, having a fine time, I looked around and I realized there wasn't anybody within 500 miles of there, not only who didn't know Do, Re, Mi, but never would have known the artist. And I burst into tears. I said, I have to get out of here. And literally that was it. I just hated it. But anyways, every time I hear that record, I laugh now because, of course, I eventually did get out of there. It took another year, but I eventually said, this is just too much. I don't care if I starve. I'm not staying here. So 888-876-5593. And Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, Raleigh, it's ironic that that was where I first heard you, was at KOA, and I enjoyed listening to you every night, and I was going through some rough periods in my life. So.
Oh.
That was really helpful to me. Oh. But, you know, I didn't hear you mention you hate it over there. It's kind of hilarious.
Well, you know, it was, there was just nobody. Finally, there was a guy, Mickey, I forget his name. He just called himself Mickey, but he was on K-How at night. And one night he actually, I couldn't believe it, he played something, and I'm trying to think of what it is. I'm blanking. But, I mean, I damn near wept with joy that anybody would even know that record, you know, that kind of thing. And they had a Heart and Soul station that debuted, you know, an old AM soul station that couldn't make it, KDKO, and they went Heart and Soul. And I swear I was ready to throw them a telethon. You know, we have to do something to keep these people on the air. But no, it was just, and especially, you know, this was the 80s where I realized that a lot of the stuff that meant so much to me musically and all that was starting to die. You know, not only starting, it was dying. And I thought, I'm missing Pittsburgh. I'm missing Philadelphia. I'm missing all the places that matter. And I'm in Denver? You know, I hated it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Lee Dorsey. Love that. I love that line about
forget about the dough and think about me. Yeah.
I kind of chuckle about that. And I haven't heard that song a lot recently, but every time I hear it, I enjoy that line.
Oh, absolutely. And everything about it. It was just a wonderful New Orleans session.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
you just don't hear much like that. I think that is my all-time favorite Lee Dorsey record, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Fury label.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And so, Earl King wrote that, of all people. So, yeah. Oh. All right, well, you are a winner, of course.
Okay, great, thanks.
All right, well, hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, okay. Lee Dorsey. All right, so now we've played them all, okay? Any idea what the theme might be? Earlier tonight, John and I went out to dinner, and it was running late, to say the least. I don't know why. You know, places are either empty or they're packed, and this was packed. And so running late, and so I said, oh, man, I haven't come up with a theme yet. And he's, oh, don't come up with a theme. Nobody guesses them anyway. Well, there's a lot of truth to that, but at the last moment, I did come up with a theme. And he was right. You haven't guessed it. You haven't even tried. So I will tell you right after we're done talking to Jim in Richmond. All right, Jim is back on WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Jim.
I just wanted to talk to you about Spam.
Okay.
I, in 2013, sold my route. I had to retire because of my health.
Yeah.
I, my best friend that I talk about all the time, we went to Hawaii, which is the number one Spam consumer in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
I worked grocery stores from 71 to 79, and there was always only two facings of Spam. We went to a grocery store in Hawaii, and the Spam section was 4 feet across and 5 shelves apart. And so many varieties of Spam.
Yeah.
With all the different flavors. And we were standing there going, I can't believe they were mixing it with all different flavors. And I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And then when you were talking about Spam earlier, I just thought that was very interesting and wanted people to know that there's more than one flavor of Spam.
Oh, absolutely. They've got Korean barbecue Spam and Tocino Spam. And yeah, oh yeah. There are many, many pumpkin spice Spam. You betcha. They have one Spam with real Hormel bacon. Yeah.
Right. So. And that was the number one consumer. Yeah. It was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
We were in Maui.
Perfect.
And the second is, I would like to request that coconut song.
Okay, Harry Nilsson. Okay, play it for you on Wednesday.
Right. No, I mean for your...
Oh, for Guilty Pleasures. Oh, perfect.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Can you ask Carol if I can second everything that Fran has requested?
All right. We'll do it to it. Good deal.
Right, because that may help you get through your 800.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I think we actually have broken it, but these are nice additions. We'll see if things change in the numbers, and you'll hear them tomorrow night.
And I will look forward to Wednesday to hear my request.
Okay, you got it.
And Happy New Year.
All right, you too. All right, so now, what was our theme? And well, maybe we'll talk to Jim tomorrow night, or hopefully to you. We will be live with Steve Bryant. 3 big hours, 10 to 1, no sport interruptions this week. Okay, here is the theme. And I'm a little surprised that nobody even took a gander of it. Or should I first tell you who the acts were? I don't know. I'm not sure how to do this. All right. All of the songs were cuts from the artist's first album. So the first thing I played was The Vow by The Flamingos, 1959 on Checker. It was the LP Flamingos. Second thing I played was The Esquires, No Doubt About It, 1967 on Bunky. The LP was Get On Up and Get Away. Third thing was The Del Vikings, Heaven and Paradise, which Fran got, 1957 on Looniverse. The LP was Come Go with The Del Vikings. Then Patty Drew did Been Rained On, 1967 on Capitol. That was from the Tell Him album. Five Satins, Our Anniversary, 1957 on Ember. That was from the LP The Five Satins Sing. The Occasions, How Are You Fixed for Love, 1968 on ABC. That was from the LP Girl Watcher. Gene Chandler, Night Owl, 1962 on VJ. Like I say, it was originally recorded by the Dukes with Gene Chandler in the group, but then when they had Duke of Earl, such a big hit, they just said, well, we'll just use Night Owl, we'll call it Gene Chandler, and they did. Of course, that was true for Duke of Earl, too, wasn't it? So that was from the LP, the Duke of Earl. Sapphires, Where Is Johnny Now? 1964 on Swan. That was from the Who Do You Love LP. Bob Cuban and the Inman, Try Me Baby, 1966 on Musicland, and that was from the LP Look Out for the Cheater. J.J. Jackson did I Dig Girls, 1967 on Calla, and that was from the album The Greatest Little Soul Band in the Land. And finally, Lee Dorsey did Do Re Mi, 1962 on Fury, and that was from the album Ya Ya. So those were all the first albums of all those people, and all those songs were in it. And as we were talking with Fran, I think the funniest of the group is Heaven in Paradise. Yeah, it was Heaven and Paradise 2 years earlier, but it was a lovely cover by the Del Vikings. All right, so that's the songs. Now, as far as our straggler, it is a straggler, and I've already lost the list. Oh, yes. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. Now, that's followed in least likely to do it by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York State. So you can think about this for a week, because next Monday, that's right, next year, we'll be doing it, seven days from now. And until then, that's it. I will have the countdown. I will tabulate tonight's votes into this and come up with the top 10. Like I say, I'm not sure the top 10 has necessarily changed, but the numbers may have because of tonight, the placements. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm pretty much until then, that's it. So waning moments, there's absolutely nothing to say. So I'll just continue to prattle on and tell you that Skeeter Davis would have turned 93 today. Yeah, absolutely. Died at 72 in 2004. And originally the Davis sisters, Betty Jack Davis and later Georgia Davis, none of them were a relationship to Skeeter. And then that's the deal. She was married and divorced thrice. Yeah, the famous one was Ralph Emery. And I think he was still at WMAK then, later, of course, at WSM. And oh, man, that was fiery, to say the least. Maybe some night we'll do some tabloid trash on that, too. So until then, that is a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air at WGN Master Control. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't do it without you. But let's do it again tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.